It is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. Ladies and gentlemen, bat in hand. Here he is, ready to hit a home run of a forecast.
Well, I don't know about that, Marshall. Are you reading it correctly?
No, I'm not reading it. I just look at it this way. We're going to get showers and thunderstorms every day through Monday.
That's a possibility. I don't have any in for tomorrow.
Okay.
So there's an exception there. But today, mostly cloudy with showers and the chance of a thunderstorm. Just a chance of a thunderstorm. I think a lot of them will be to our south, 75 to 80. Showers or thunderstorm will end tonight, 60, and then partly cloudy Friday, 75 to 80. Saturday, back to sunny to partly cloudy with late day showers and thunderstorms, low 80s. Showers Sunday, mid 70s. And clouds with showers and a thunderstorm on Monday. Very unsettled weather pattern. So May goes out like June comes in, or June comes in like May goes out.
All right. Now, I have to bring my laptop from the station home. I put your movie into on my TV, a DVD player, and for some reason it wouldn't read it. I don't know why. But I'm going to bring my laptop home today because I will watch it not this afternoon, but
you hope
this
to be
evening.
Watching it.
Well, I know it. I'm pretty sure I very rarely. The only time I use the DVD player at all is when you give me a movie, and I only use it like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So I just got a feeling maybe it just broke and I didn't realize it. You know, something went up wrong with it or. Anyways, but I know the DVD and my laptop's working fine. So,
I'm pretty sure I checked out your copy.
Yeah, it says cannot read, and I'll be willing to bet you cannot read source material, something like that. I'll be willing to bet you that there's I just don't use it enough. Maybe there's dust on the lens or something. You know what I mean? Something like that. It's probably something stupid, but. Okay. But that's what happened to me yesterday. I was thwarted.
Isn't it funny? It's almost like you're not meant to see this movie this year.
Well, we'll see. I'm gonna I just checked out the DVD on the laptop and it's working here. So
it's working, yeah.
So if I get there and it's not working, I'll say, Pat, you're gonna have to send me another copy.
Another copy.
But I don't think so. I really think it's because I never use the one on the TV. It hangs there on the wall. And maybe some dust built up on the inside of it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Anything like that could happen.
Anything could happen, yeah, right.
What the heck? Well, anyways, yes. Some more severe thunderstorms that went to the south of us. We got a pretty good rainfall yesterday evening, but once again, went to the south of us, those severe thunderstorms.
Right. We had, I wouldn't call them severe. We had heavy thunderstorms. I picked up about 1.25 inches of rain. We had lightning, thunder, and the whole bit. So, A lot of rain, and even next week looks unsettled. We'll have to see how that plays out, because I think after a system kicks on out of here Monday, I think we should have several days next week of fair weather. It's not going to be terribly warm, but at least it'll be fair.
You mean we're going to have to put up with these 50-degree temperatures in the morning still?
I think so, and I think, you know, Monday and Tuesday next week, we'll probably stay for the most part in the day in the 60s. So a little bit on the cool side.
Man, my furnace, you know, I turned the furnace off. And it would, because it would have been, even set at, with the, if you leave the thermostat on and it's you've got it all the way down and it's set to 62, it doesn't matter when it gets down to 50 on the outside at night, the house gets colder than 62.
Right.
And the furnace comes on, so this is ridiculous to have a furnace go on May 30th. Come on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, this morning, what's your temperature up there this morning?
Right now it's 56. When I left the house, it was 52.
Okay, and it's 56 here. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. You know, definitely cool when you consider the fact that it's almost the end of May. But I always remember May's, especially up at the lake. With nighttime temperatures in the 50s, always. Even in June, you know as well as I do, you can drop it to the 50s, and it does require a little heat. I remember that from years ago, but it is what it is. As Mike says, you know, when you think about it, it's what, 5 weeks to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, and once the 4th of July hits, everyone is so busy taking vacations, getting ready for school, that the summer does go flying by.
It certainly does.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I'm not flying by. I mean, I'm just going to sit back and watch the radar today, and maybe later on this afternoon I'll get the opportunity to go to my yoga class.
That's a, you know, your yoga class. You and your yoga.
I love my yoga.
You should just eat yogurt.
That's not going to help.
Yeah. Well, I guess it doesn't make you. What does yoga do for you?
It relaxes you. And the most important thing is the stretching. It stretches all of your muscles to the point where, as you get older, you won't have to worry about aches and pains and stuff like that. Yoga is really, really, really good for you. In fact, I think everybody should be required to take yoga. Should be almost like putting on your shoes in the morning. That's my feeling. My chiropractor said to me, he thinks everybody should be taking yoga. That's how good it is.
Yeah, all right. Here you go, folks.
Yeah.
Yoga. I think the taking CBD oil is much easier.
Oh, yeah, that's that new oil that's hemp, like a tranquilizer, right?
Hemp oil, yeah.
So. I was going to take that before my dental surgery.
You should have.
I really didn't need it as it was.
It would have relaxed you going into it.
Right. Yeah, because my pressure, when they put me on the chair, yeah. I don't know if I told you this, they put the cuff on you right away. My pressure was
160 over 80.
178 over 120.
Yeah, you were very nervous.
Very.
Wow.
And he said to to his assistant, he said, go get some kind of medicine. And they put that into the needle that was, the IV needle to bring the pressure down. Told me to take deep breaths. And I did. We got the pressure down to 150.
Yeah.
The top number down to 150. And that's when they started the procedure.
All right. Well, Pat O'Connell, I agree with you. He just sent me a message to you, Pat. Pat O'Connell says, I have aches and pains just saying yoga. So there you go. All right. Well, that wraps up our time together this morning.
It's so nice to have the time together.
That's right. Doris Day.
No.
Oh, Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett.
Yeah. And we got to tug the ear.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go. I'll see you tomorrow with the complete weekend breakdown.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast.